I can't believe this is 1975.
Yes. A little John Lennon there on the guitar.
Was it really?
Yeah, right there.
Oh.
And if I'm not mistaken, keep this going, because here's Bowie. And John's doing the thing.
Oh. Yeah. This is your morning team show. It's 8:25. It's WSW and you. It's Dave and Pat and Charlie and Dave Bowie, David Bowie.
Dave Bowie.
Yeah, I think we have Charlie, Pat, and Dave.
Suppose, yeah.
Yeah, from 1975, his first number one hit in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Had a number of top 10 hits, actually.
Oh.
A couple other number one songs. And being released today is, as director Brett Morgan calls it, an anti-documentary about David Bowie.
An anti-documentary, yeah. Okay.
It's called Moonage Daydream.
Is that defending Bowie or attacking him?
Well,
sounds like he's defending him.
It's actually a creative process that he says is all about David Bowie, and it's positive. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's not, as he says, people usually go into a documentary expecting to learn about something that's fact-based. He says Bowie was a mysterious and elusive, enigmatic, and magical figure. So he's made a film that's more about his imagination than his life.
Yeah.
Apparently what they took is a bunch of interviews from David Bowie himself. You hear his voice, but intermixed with, as it's described here, hundreds of jumbled images, a kaleidoscope mashup of sound and vision, classic commercials, animation, newspaper clippings, movies, concerts. It's just everything that's put in together to make the magical experience of David Bowie.
Boy, it took some legal work to get authorization to use all those things, I would imagine.
Well, I think he worked with Bowie at one point. He approached him, if I understand correctly, years ago before David Bowie passed away. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, let's do something, but the timing's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually Bowie passed away. What now? 2016, I think. Is that
yeah, that
was
2016.
Almost seven years ago,
yeah,
now?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's coming January.
But it's going to be released today in theaters. I don't know how wide a release it is, but that's where it can be viewed, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Sounds
I
like it's going
to
be,
yeah,
just
I mean,
very different. At the beginning, it says here, you hear Bowie say early in the film, all is transient. Does it matter? Do I bother? And then the movie kind of guides its philosophy of David Bowie's questions into the anti-documentary. I love that. Anti-documentary, in a positive way, though. In a positive way.
Hmm.
Originally, the director was going to simply call the film Bowie, but they decided to do something different.
You know, there are people who worked with him who still say they never exactly think they knew who he was. He would pick up a new persona, for every album, almost, whatever project he was doing, so nobody really knew.
Ziggy Stardust?
Mm-hmm, right.
I mean, was a prime example of that.
Even the Let's Dance. Everybody was, there were a few people saying, look, I worked with Bowie, and he was so, so happy. And at first I thought, oh, good, so it's great to see David's happy. Then I realized, wait a second. Is he acting like he's just super happy? He goes, I just can't tell. Nobody could. I think that was part of the mystery of David Bowie.
And the film, it does say here, was blessed by the Bowie estate.
Yes, he was. So, yeah. Oh, okay, it was. All right.
He'd be appreciative of it all.
And if I'm not mistaken, Charlie, you might be able to correct me, but I believe Madonna was the one who inducted him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ooh. I trust your judgment
okay.
on that.
That's
or you remember
quite an
that?
Induction.
That would be quite an induction.
Well, and she loved him, and I think he was such an inspiration to her.
Well.
And talk about somebody who was able to re-image herself many, many, many times.
Several
right?
times.
Yep.
Check it out. Moonage Daydream, debuting today for David Bowie.